This is now the conclusion of this message from part A.
Now here's the part of your body you're wounded in. I told you, till a dart strike through his liver. Satan's after your liver. Now here's what God told me to illustrate tonight. If my assistant will come up here, that blonde over there, get on up there so they can watch me. Now listen, you become a dartboard for Satan when you're in sexual activity. He has legal rights to shoot darts at your liver. And one of them is going to go through it. Might not be the first one. Oh, my goodness. Let's see now. She says, you know what? What is she saying? I'm just sexual active. I can't help it. Oh, my goodness. I missed, but I got some more. Spirits of infirmity, what these are. That's what they are. They're spirits of infirmity. Boy. What a shot this time. Let's see, where is that liver? It's probably right about there. Oh, my. Almost. Almost. You know what's getting in her? If you sow to your flesh, you're letting corruption come into your flesh. And you know what Paul says about corruption? He says you'll be a servant to it if you yield to it. Hallelujah. Three shots and you're out. Three shots and you're out. People are saying, yeah, but we might get married. You know, we're splitting expenses. He pays half the rent, she pays the other half. You know, the economic part of this thing, you know. Plus, I sort of like her. That's what's happening out here in the world.
That's what's happening.
Now listen, if you're on that internet pornography, if you're lusting after a woman in your heart, you're committing adultery in your heart. You still get a liver shot. You can get a liver shot at you right through your internet. Hallelujah. God wants a holy people. He says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. Y'all want to say goodbye? Oh, I got her. I got her. Now say, I need a liver. Say,
I need a liver.
I need a liver transplant. I'm not giving her mine. I don't have that kind of love in me to give her my liver. You better protect your liver. Satan loves liver pudding. And he'll make liver pudding out of your liver if you let it. Hallelujah, thank you. How about picking this up then? Hallelujah, thank you. God made me go to the store to pick that thing up today. He showed it to me in the spirit. And I went to Walmart, and they didn't have the thing. And I'm sitting there tired, wanting to get back here and lay down a little bit and hear the sister teaching. And so finally, I'm saying, God, I couldn't find the thing. So I'm driving up that road, and I saw this tree deal, that Dollar Tree thing or something. And it was like, get in there. So I went in there, and that thing was right there for me. Hallelujah. If God tells you to do something, just look for a way to do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Till a dart strike through his liver as a bird hasteneth to the snare. Now look what God says. Knoweth not that this is for his life? Hey, this is a matter of life and death, I'm telling you people. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O you children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. Look what God says here. For she has cast down many wounded. She, come here. She has cast down many wounded. Sexual activity cast down many wounded. Listen to this one. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. He's not talking about you can pick up 500 pounds. He's talking about people that are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Haven't you seen some fall and slain? Now listen to what God says here about that sin. Her house is the way to hell. So let's make a little equation out of that. Fornication is the way to hell. He doesn't say there, if you're not born again, you're going to hell. He says, fornication is the way to hell. Going down to the chambers of death. Now I'm going to let her illustrate wounding and slaying many. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here it is. Here it is. Tommy Hawk. Now that's what you finish him off with. You take it in your right hand. And you destroy their soul first. So I want you to go out there and I want you to start on the sheriff. Now I want you to wink at him, put that little touch to it, and wound him first. You got to destroy his soul first. Probably two or three lips will get him. And then you finish him off with this. We'll cross the neck. Go get him. Wink at him. Hit him. Hit him. All right, let me see that hammer, man. Yeah, somebody turned it off. Let's see. Okay, boy. Now wink at him. Say, how about next Friday night? Say.
How about next Friday night?
Oh, but tomorrow.
There it is.
That is. Yep.
Strong man, bit to the.
Yep, sure.
Been coming here for years. Pick another one out. That's what's happening out here. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Pick one out that appeals to you. Hey, you might get a woman. Give a woman a wink. It'll work woman with woman, man with man. Oh, my goodness. That's her soul being destroyed. That's people being slain, God said. Sex out of marriage was slain. Adam, the day you eat that thing, you'll die. Adam should have believed God and not eaten it. Thank you. Hallelujah. I'd let you try Glenn, but he'd probably stick a sword in you or something. Now, that's a very vivid illustration. You'll never forget this message. I'll promise you, if I come back here 10 years from now, you'll be able to remember those things that you saw. You know why? Like pornography, the Word of God's getting in your heart. And God says the Holy Ghost will bring all things back to your remembrance. All the things that He taught you or that He's let me get into. Hallelujah. Praise God, I'm about done. When you have sex with somebody, there's a yoke. You're in bondage to it. Hello, stand up here. She asked me to use it tonight, so I'm going to use it. It's called an ungodly yoke soul tie. Hello, put that around my neck. We shouldn't have done it. We really messed up. Now, I'm going to tell you how not to repent. There's a proper way to repent. There's an improper way to repent. Now, here's the improper way to repent. Boy, we really messed up. We did, didn't we?
Yeah.
You feel guilty?
Yeah.
I do, too. But isn't it wonderful that the blood of Jesus can cleanse us? You know, we can be forgiven. Yeah. It says, 1 John 1:9, sister, if we confess our sins. We did naughty. God tells you not to do what we did, right?
Yeah.
But do you believe that we can confess our sins and God will forgive us? Okay, let's do it. You ready? God, we really messed up tonight. Lord, we messed up. Lord, we messed up. You said don't commit adultery. You said don't use your body for fornication. Not one time after becoming a believer. God, I thank you for the blood of Jesus for forgiving us and cleansing us. Wow, I feel better. People are covering their sins by I plead the blood of Jesus over what we did. Where is that in the Bible? What verse is that? I plead the blood of Jesus over what we did. God says if you cover your sins, you won't prosper. Now, here's the rest of how not to repent. Well, I'm sure glad we got released, you know. Now, this is the soul time. We'll take it off of us. But, boy, it's nice to know that we're okay with God now. And how about next Friday? How about next Friday? How about Wednesday and Friday next week?
We won't do nothing. We just go to
Do you know what you get when you repent like that? Absolutely nothing from God.
Nothing.
By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. It takes two things. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Now, let me put that in perspective. We messed up bad, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't have fallen into it. But I am repenting before God tonight, and I'm never going to plan to come over here again. It's over with. Period. Bye. Now you get the mercy of the Lord. You know what the mercy is? It's the blood of Jesus. It's having your sins forgiven. If you want to repent from drugs, flush them down the toilet when you tell God you're sorry. You want to repent from alcohol? Show God by your actions, by flushing it. You want to repent from marijuana? Put it down the toilet. That's called forsaking it. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that confesses and forsakes his sin, for he shall obtain the mercy of the Lord. You just confess your sin and don't plan to stop it, you get nothing from God. The only thing you've gotten is deception. You're deceived. Many in the body of Christ confess their sins, planning to do it again. Now, confess your sin, planning never to do it again, but if you do happen to fall into it, till you get that victory in that area of your life, quickly repent. Quickly repent. Tell God you're sorry. Hallelujah. Don't live in it. Quickly repent. He'll forgive you. Walk away, plan to never do it again. And apply that to anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here's a little simple illustration. This represents darkness. And any time you're disobeying the Word of God, you're walking in darkness. That's unrighteousness. That's darkness. Now, so you're walking in unrighteousness, walking in darkness. There's something in that darkness. You want to see what it is? Yeah, let's see what's in that darkness. It's called corruption, showing it to your flesh. Oh, my goodness, look at that little thing. Wow. How'd you like to have that running around your little house? If you walk in darkness, and you know what God's Word says, you know what it takes to be obedient. You know He makes this statement, if you love Me, keep My commandments. You know how you show God you love Him? Keeping His commandments. When you mess up, confess it. You know another way to show God that you love Him? He said, Peter, do you love Me? Feed My sheep. You can show your love for God by feeding His lambs and feeding His sheep. Hallelujah. A righteous man will fall 7 times, but he can get back up. Look at that. Now smack him real good there. Oh my goodness. She caused him to fall. But the righteous man, Lord, I'm sorry. Help me up, God. He's up again. You want to pop him a little bit? Oh my goodness. You know, we're running into all kind of things, aren't we, Glenn? People trying to make us fall, but you can get up some more. He's just waiting to restore you, to forgive you, to cleanse you. He loves you. He loves you. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Where's my water bottle? Patty gave me one. But somebody took it. She took my water bottle. I need some water.
Here's a little bit.
All right. Okay, I need some more. Give me a water bottle. Yeah, let me get another one. Hallelujah. I want to give you a picture of this. This represents the cup of the devil. Open that up for me. This represents the cup of the devil. God says you can't drink from the cup of the Lord and from the cup of devils. Thank you, son. Now, this is the cup of the Lord. Woman, if you knew what kind of water I had to drink, you'd ask me and I'd give it to you. Can't drink from the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You see that skeleton there? You can drink from sex out of marriage. You can drink drugs, cocaine, marijuana, visiting the whores, prostitutes, lying, stealing, cheating, disobedience, all kind of disobedience you can drink from. Not obeying the laws of the land, sure. God says you can't drink from the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. I love the Lord. Thank God for the blood. You better put that cup down. Now let me show you something scary. Then I'll quit. God says when you're having sex outside of marriage or in marriage, this is Proverbs, I'll quote it, y'all have read it before. He said, drink from your own cistern and running waters out of your own well. Now, my wife is my cistern and my well. No defilement in it. None. It's very refreshing to do that in marriage. Husbands and wives are not to withhold that from each other. It's your privilege. It's a fulfilling of righteousness. But God says, don't let strangers be in what you drink. So let me just show you how God has me illustrate this. He said, don't let strangers be in what you drink. How about that little stranger? Outside of marriage, strangers are in there. He said, strangers will be filled with your wealth, too. You let those things inside of you, they'll take your peace. They'll take your joy. They'll leave you guilt and condemnation. He said, don't you know the dead are there drinking outside of marriage from somebody? Don't you know the dead are there? So he calls that the dead. He said, you give your years to the cruel. You know, God says you give your years to the cruel. How'd you like to have that in your soul, in your emotion? These are cruel things to get in to destroy your soul. Wow. Isn't God's word something? It's something if you understand it. It's scary if you understand. You think Adam would have done that if he could have seen in the Spirit? He said, you give your years to the cruel. So now you've got something cruel in you, running around in your emotions. This is all in Proverbs. How about that little old thing that was in his shirt there? That's in there. Because he said, the end result, your flesh and body will be consumed. So picture this the next time somebody wants to tempt you. How about a drink? The other kids are doing it. I mean, the other kids are doing it. Won't you be one of the gang? No thanks. Holy woman. Who wants a drink? Oh, I love brunettes. Look at that beautiful hair. How about a drink? She doesn't want to. How about you? Neither one of them want a drink of this. How about the preacher lady? Preacher lady, let me say this. You can always cast them out. These people that do that stuff and say, I'm going to that next camp meeting, get them cast out again. You better forget that philosophy. That's man's wisdom. That'll get you in serious trouble.
Well, nobody knows but me and you.
That's right. And God and the devil and those strangers and cruel things.
Thank you very much.
That's the word I'm holding up to you. Why does God say flee fornication? So that stuff won't get in you and destroy you. Hallelujah. Well, that's the word. I want to show you how safe you are in God. I mean, you're safe in Him. Jesus made this statement. He said, nobody can pluck you out of my hands. Nobody can pluck you out of my hands. That's what Jesus said. Now I'll just let these girls see if they can pluck one of these Christians out of God's hand. You see, there's a black one there. So He must love the blacks, huh? There's a Chinese there. He must love the Chinese, huh? How about that whitey, that Caucasian? Hey, that's you, Sheriff. He loves you. See if you can pluck one out of Jesus. Jesus said, nobody can pluck you out of my hand. And then He said, nobody can pluck you out of my Father's hand. And my Father, He's greater than I am. I'm talking about His Father. Nobody can pluck you out of His hand. Look at that. You want to try to get one of these Christians out that wants to live right? Huh. You can't do it. You want to try? You can't do it.
I'm a legend.
See, you know you can't do it. So you're as safe as you want to be in God. You're safe. You're safe. But you can walk out of it, I believe. You can walk out of His hand. Hallelujah. Don't walk out of His hand. Now I'm going to show you one more. The Lord just quickened to me. You get born again. You get baptized into Christ, that many-membered body, eyes, fingers, toes, and all that. See that person? Lord, save me from my sins. The Holy Ghost baptized you into Christ. Yeah. If you let Him digest you, He might make you a finger. He might equip you to be a left hand, part of it. Teach your fingers how to fight, your hands how to war. Are you willing to surrender and let Him digest you? Are you willing to lose your life that you might find that life He's got for you, one of these parts of the body? Now, here's somebody. She's not really serious. She just wants some fire insurance. well, I better get saved so I won't go to hell. Safe place to be. God's your shield. He's your fortress. He's your high tower. See? This is a high tower. It's a high tower. You get born again, he puts you in that high tower. You gotta stay in there. You gotta stay in that high tower. You're protected when you're in here. If you get out of that high tower, what's going on? I think I need to get back to church. Get back in the tower. You're safe in there. But you want to be a little prodigal son, take a little walk. What's all up? Tribulation, pressure. I got all this stress and pressure. I got headaches. What's going on? You better get in the high tower. That's a picture of that high tower. I mean, tell you something, you're safe. You're safe when you're in it. You're safe. You're safe in there. Nothing can hurt you. But you just stick your head out of it. Now, I'll close with this illustration. God says, I wish you were hot or cold. I wish you were hot or cold and stop messing up people in the earth by going through the motions of being a Christian. He said, don't you know you're living epistles being read by men? And you're saying I'm a Christian, and they're saying, oh, it's okay to lie. She lies. Oh, it's okay to commit fornication because she goes to church. I thought we're doing it with a boyfriend. Oh, it's okay to be a Christian, not tithe. He puts a dollar in the plate. God says, I wish you were hot or cold, but because you're not either, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. That's scary, man. Show by your actions from this night forward that you're serious about God and following Him. Show that you're going to flee fornication when that's presented to you. Hallelujah. I don't blame you for not picking it up for me. Hallelujah. That's the word of God. He told me to bring it tonight. He loves you people. He died on the cross for you. He paid the ultimate price. And He said, how can we hope to escape if we neglect so great a plan of salvation? So I'm going to give you a quick altar call. Then I'm going to minister to that stuff in your bones. God said to call it out of your bones tonight, that corruption. Who in here, you don't think you're saved from your sins? Here's what you're going to be saying if you die without Christ. That rich man died. You see him looking out of that place of captivity? See that eye? He died. He got out of his body to live forever. Listen to what he said.
Excuse me. Can you let me out of here?
Wanted to get out of hell.
Excuse me. Can you let me out of here?
Wanted to get out of hell. Do you know that he's going to get out of hell someday? Hell is going to give up the people that are being held there. And they're going to stand before God, and their book's going to be open. And everything evil they've ever done, they're going to pay the price for it. Every evil thing they ever did, they're going to be judged for it. When they could have gotten it erased from their life through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the word I'm holding up to you right there. You get in that place, you get out of your body, you're going to live forever. When God made you as a spirit being, He made you to live forever. It just depends on where you choose to live forever. These kids committing suicide, they think they're getting out of it. All they're going to do is get out of their body in fire. They're going to get out of their body in a lake of fire in hell. So after God judges those people, He's going to throw those people into the lake of fire, the ultimate dwelling place. And hell itself is going to be cast into the lake of fire. If you're not sure about your salvation, you better get sure tonight. After this simple message, you know, God told me, I'm going to make it so simple through your illustrations that they can't miss it. So is there somebody here needs to humble themselves and come down here to get right with God? Real quick, I'm not going to string it out. It's going to be quick because I'm going to minister deliverance to you people. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Maybe you backslid. Maybe you're away from God. Maybe you've been in a bunch of stuff that you need to repent of and come back to God. Let Him cleanse you, just like you never sinned. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Huh? doing. Yeah. Anybody else? All right. y'all stand here and face me. Okay. Right here. Come over here. All right. Are you in this prayer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Turn toward me. Turn toward me. I want to hold your hand. All right. You believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Did He die on the cross for you? Does He want to forgive your sins? Will He, if you ask Him? You believe all that? All right. Just say this with me. Say,
Lord Jesus,
I believe You're the Son of God.
I believe You're the Son of God.
You died on the cross for me.
You died on the cross for me.
You took my sins.
You took my sins.
You became sin for me.
You became sin for me.
So I could have Your righteousness.
So I could have Your righteousness.
God, I'm sorry about the evil things I've done.
God, I'm sorry about the evil things
I've done. A lot of evil and wicked things.
I've done a lot of evil and wicked things.
And I ask You to forgive me.
I ask You to forgive me.
To have mercy on me.
To have mercy on me.
And to cleanse me.
And to cleanse me.
With Your blood.
With Your blood.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, come into my life.
Lord, come into my life.
Live Your life in me.
Live Your life in me.
Boy, He's doing it too. I feel His presence. Lord, I thank You for coming into their lives. I thank You, Lord, for making Yourself real to these two. And Satan, I release these two from You right now. I break Your powers and curses off of their life. The power of sin is broken.
Hallelujah.
The power of sin is broken.
Thank
They're going free to serve their God. They're going free to serve their God.
Hallelujah.
They're going free to serve their God. Lord, bless these two. And God, I ask You to make witnesses out of them. God, give them such a boldness, Lord, to witness for You. Lord, let a powerful witness come through them and let them share what they've learned and what they've seen. God, give them a mouth to speak for You, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, now I'm going to put my hands on your head and just bless you. Lord, I bless these two.
Thank You.
Lord, I bless these two. I thank You for their willingness to humble themselves before these people and before You and Your holy angels. And I thank You that Your angels are rejoicing this night over this. And I thank You, Lord, for writing their name down in heaven. And I thank You, Lord, that they're Yours. And I thank You, God, that they're going to live for You, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Your Son. Amen. Now turn around to these people and tell them who came into your life.
Jesus
Christ.
Oh,
my God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You. Isn't it going to be nice to spend eternity with them in heaven? I hope you people live on the same street with me. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to call that corruption out of you that got in through sexual immorality, that got into your bones. That's what the Lord told me to do. Just say this. Say,
Lord Jesus,
I'm sorry for all the fornication through my ancestors, through my life, my parents. Lord, I want that corruption out of me. I don't want it in my life. Lord, I sowed my wild oats, and I want those things out of my bones. I want that corruption out of me, out of my bone marrow. You said the Word can go into our bone marrow and take that stuff out of me. Corruption, turn me loose. Turn my bones loose, Satan. In the name of Jesus. All right, I'm just going to minister to you, and y'all just receive this. You foul spirits of corruption that got into them through immorality, through fornication, through adultery. I call those cruel things out of you people right now. Come out, you cruel things. Come out, you cruel things. You cruel things. The Word says you got in there. Strangers that went into you to take your wealth out. You coming out. Strangers, you're getting out of them right now. Those dead things that God says are inside of people that we do that with. You dead things, come out of them right now. Come out, you dead devils. You dead things. Come out of these people. Come out, cruel things. Come out, cancer. Come out of them, you consumption. Now, that's the wonderful thing. We can get cancer out before it manifests. Come out, cancer. Come out, you consumption devils. Come out, consumption. You'll not consume their flesh and their body. Come out, consumption. Come out, cancer. Come out of these people. Come out of these people, you foul things that got in through pornography. Come out of these people. Let the people of God go. Let the people of God go. Come out of them. Come out of them. Come out of these people. All those foul spirits, unclean spirits that got in. Come out. Come out, you unclean devils. You unclean spirits. Come out of them now. Come out, you unclean spirits. Sexual spirits, come out of them right now. Come out, you sexual devils. Get out of them. Come on out. Go from these people. You old homosexual and lesbian spirits that came through the family tree years ago. Come on out of them, you homosexual and lesbian spirits. Come on out of them. That's not a normal lifestyle. Come on out, you homosexual and lesbian spirits. Come out, you spirits of fornication. Come out, you spirits of perversion. Come out of these people. All those things have been talking to your mind, coming up out of your heart. I call those things out of you right now. They've been talking to you. Come up out of them now. Come up out of them now, you foul things that have been talking to them. Come up out of them now. Come out of their heart. Come out of their heart, hatred. Come out of their heart, rage. Come out of their heart, violence. Come out of their heart, destruction. Come out of their heart. Come out, consumption. Come out, consumption. Go from these people. They don't want you. You go from them now. Go from them now. You turn these men and women of God loose. Loose them right now. I have the authority through the name of Jesus to loose you people that are bound. I loose you people from those infirmities that got into your liver. I loose your liver right now. I untie your liver. I untie your liver. Come out of their liver. Turn their liver loose. Turn their liver loose. A lot of those sexual spirits in your stomach. Come up out of their stomach. Come up out of their stomach. Now you come up out of their stomach. Lust of the flesh. Come up out of their stomach. Get out of them. Unclean things. Come out of their stomach. Come out of their stomach. Come out of their stomach. Come out of their heart, you pornography images that got in there. You old images that got in through their eyes. Come up out of their heart. Come up out of their heart. Come up out of their heart. In the name of Jesus, come out. Hura shaka hatalabo hu hu telebihite. Come out. Hura labatambo hundelemikite. Come up out of them. Hara shara kaba handelemiki. Hura lakambo hundelemikite. Hu shatambo hundelemikite. Come out of their marrow, of their bones. Leukemia, come up out of their bones. Come out of their bone marrow. Come on out of there, you sickness and disease in their bones. Arthritis, turn their bones loose. I loose you people's bones. I loose your bones. I loose your bones. I loose your joints. Come out of their joints, you foul spirits. Come out of their joints. Rheumatoid arthritis, turn them loose. Come out of their fingers. Come out of their toes. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come on out. Huraba katambo hundelemiki. Hara shara kapando hokote. Hika hata bo ho ho telebihite. Now, if y'all aren't taught about tongues, I'm not speaking in tongues to be interpreted. This is a warfare tongue. Kura shaka hata la bo ho te. Hurambonde le meki ta hatambo hunde. Hara shaka hata bo ho te. Come out of their skeleton. You come out of their head. Their bones in your head, and a lot of bondages come into your head through drugs, through a lot of stuff, through the occult things. Turn their skull loose. Turn their skull bones loose. Loose their skull. Loose their skull. Loose their skull. Turn their bones loose. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Kura baka shakta hatalabote. Hikambo hundele mekihite. Hurambonde kardambondele mekite. Come out of their breastbone. There's a lot of coming out of your breastbone right now. All down the front of your chest. Come out of their breastbone. Come out of their breastbone. Get out of their breastbone. Get out of their breastbone. Come forth. Come out. Come out of their breastbone. Come out of their skeletal system. I loose your skeletal system. Your skeleton system, something on earth. I can loose things on earth. Come out of their skeletal system. I loose your skeleton system. You'll not be crippled. You'll not be twisted in your old age. These things are releasing your bones. They're releasing your bones. Turn their knees loose. Loose their knees. I loose your knees in the name of Jesus. I loose your knees. I loose your elbows. I loose your fingers. I loose your joints. Turn them loose, you foul, crippling spirits. Turn them loose, crippling spirits. Turn them loose, crippling spirits. Turn them loose, crippling spirits, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I loose you from any infirmity. Satan, I loose my brother from you. I loose him from infirmities. I loose you from anything in your throat that want to keep you from talking and preaching. I loose you, Glenn. I loose you in the name of Jesus. I loose you. I loose you. I untie you. I untie you people. I untie you people. I unfasten you people. In the name of Jesus, I loose you people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. All that shame and guilt that got into your past. All that shame and guilt and condemnation. You come out of these people. Shame and guilt and condemnation. Come out of these people. God says you're not guilty if you've asked Him to forgive you. He says you're not guilty. He told a woman one day, He said, "Woman, be happy. Your sins have been forgiven you." Say this. Say, "My sins have been forgiven me. I'm not guilty. I've been justified by the blood of Jesus. I'm being sanctified by the blood of Jesus. I'm being redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I'm going free to serve my God." Stubbornness, you come out. Stubbornness, you coming out. Come out of that woman in that purple right there. You come out of her right now, you foul spirit. Come out of her right now. He's helping you. He's setting you free. Come on out of her. Come on out of her. Out you go in the name of Jesus. Out you go in the name of Jesus. They're leaving. Come on out of my brother down there on the floor. Come out of him. The rest of those spirits leave you, son. James, you're going free to serve your God. James, you're going free to serve your God. You're going free to serve your God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Moses told Pharaoh, representing Satan, turn God's people loose so they can serve Him. You people are going free so you can serve God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some things left your joints and your bones. Hallelujah. Those things causing headaches, you're going to release their heads. You old things causing headaches, you're going to release their heads. You'll not have migraine headaches. You'll not have migraine headaches. I loose your head from migraine headaches. I untie you from those things that cause those. Pain, come out of their body right now. You foul things causing pain. Get out of their body. Come out of their body, pain. Come out of their body, pain. Causing that pain. You get out of them now. You get out of them now. You get out of them now. You get out of these people. God loves these people. He's setting His people free. He's setting His people free. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. Keep coming out of these people. Does somebody have something you want me to call out? Mocker? All right. Mockery, you're going to come out of these people. You spits of mockery and cursing, blasphemy, you're going to come out of them right now. All that blasphemy and swearing and cursing, you're coming out of these people right now. Get out. Get out. All that swearing, filthy talking, that stuff inside of you that makes you talk that filth, come out of them, you filthy things. Filthy things, come out of them. Cruel things, come out of them. Tormenting things, I call tormentors out of you. Tormentors, it's time for you to go. You'll not torment God's people anymore. Tormentors, go. Tormentors, go. Bestiality, you go. All this bestiality coming down through the ancestors, that curse is broken off of you people. You'll not be affected by bestiality. All that bestiality, it's going from your lives. You're not going to be entangled with it anymore. Incest. I break that curse of incest off you people. I loose you people from incest. I loose you people from incest. Huh? Come on out, Incubus and Sukai. You come on out of these people. You get out of these people. Turn God's people loose. Turn God's people loose. You curse on these people's womb. That curse keeping you from having children. That curse is broken off of your womb. That curse is broken off of your womb in the name of the Lord Jesus. Illegitimate curse, 10 generations, that's broken. That curse is broken off of you people. It's broken off of you people. All that inherited witchcraft, all that occult bondage that came in through y'all's disobedience, all that witchcraft and evil things that you got into, psychics, all that bondage is broken. Ouija boards, fortune telling, palm reading, horoscopes, levitation, all that evil and wicked stuff is leaving you people. You know what area that affects you in? Let me show you what area that affects you in. Hallelujah. You get into the occult, here's the area it affects you. Drugs, bondage. Hallelujah. You better have the mind of Christ. You better not be giving your mind to the enemy. He'll take your mind over and put you in a mental hospital. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Keep coming out of these people. Who else wants to mention something to call out? You HIV foul spirits, come up here, brother. Who said something over here? Blindness? All right, now listen. Here's what God says causes your eyes to go bad. He tells you in His Word. He says strangers cause your eyes to dim. That's what God says. Strangers, come out of their eyes right now. Come out of their eyes, strangers. Come out of their eyes, strangers. You'll not make our eyes dim. Come out, strangers. Come out of their eyes, strangers. Come out of their eyes, strangers. Get out of their eyes. All those strangers making your eyes dim and go bad, they're coming out of you. They're coming out of those eye gates. Get out of their eyes. Get out of their eyes. Get out of their eyes. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Turn their eyes loose. All right, the Lord says grief. Now, let me tell you what grief does. The psalmist says, Lord, help me, I'm in trouble. This grief is consuming my eyes, my belly, and my soul. Grief, come out of these people right now. Jesus bore their griefs and carried their sorrows. Come out, grief. Get out of these people, grief and sorrow. Sadness, spirit of a broken heart. Get out of these people. Turn their hearts loose. Turn their hearts loose. Turn their hearts loose. Turn their hearts loose. In the name of Jesus, turn their hearts loose.
This is the end of our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.